I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Welcome to this week's Ransomware Minute, a rundown of the latest ransomware attacks and news, brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine, page one for the cybersecurity industry. Learn more at cybercrimemagazine.com. Crinetics Pharmaceuticals, a NASDAQ-listed pharmaceutical company, is investigating a cyber attack. The incident has since been claimed by the Lockbit ransomware gang, who demanded a $4 million ransom for stolen data. Further information about the full scope of the attack remains unknown at this time. Computer systems and other services at the Scranton School District in Pennsylvania were disrupted by a ransomware attack. The incident left officials with no choice but to call a two-hour delay as a remediation plan was put in place. Classes have since resumed, but the district is still working with third-party forensic specialists to investigate what exactly happened. At the moment, there is no timeline for when the issue will be resolved. In New Mexico, the offices of three district attorneys were impacted by a ransomware attack. The event left prosecutors unable to access the case management system, forcing them instead to access a different server and move the files over to an external hard drive, which had to be carried into court. The FBI is currently investigating the attack. However, the culprit behind it remains to be determined. An Interpol report on global financial fraud shows that technology is aiding organized crime groups in targeting victims worldwide. The use of AI, large language models, and cryptocurrencies, along with phishing and ransomware services, has led to more sophisticated fraud campaigns. The report, intended for law enforcement, identifies investment fraud, advanced payment fraud, romance fraud, and business email compromise as the most common trends. For more details on these ransomware attacks and others, go to ransomwareminute.com. A new Ransomware Minute airs weekly, brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine, page one for the cybersecurity industry. Learn more at cybercrimemagazine.com.